Welcome to English Reading by Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes from my books and talk about them. I hope you enjoy the show with me. Hi, I'm Hidemi Woods. I'll read episodes of my books I've written on this show. All my books contain true stories. They are not fiction. So all episodes I'm reading here are what happened to me, what I actually experienced. Today I'll read an episode from one of my books called An Old Tree in Kyoto. It's a memoir of my childhood. Today's episode is called Persimmons. Persimmons. My parents live in my hometown, Kyoto, which is located in the western part of Japan. They hate my life as a musician. They wouldn't accept who I am or what I do, and simply keep denying me. Any contact with them, such as a visit, a phone call, and a letter, all of which I make every effort to avoid, is never done without quarrel. A few days ago, they sent me a box of persimmons. I was delighted to open it, but of course, there was a note of an attacking message between the persimmons. They never miss a chance to bash me. So, I am thankful for being able to continue music nonetheless. This episode is quite short compared to other episodes of my books. This one is included as a preface of my book called An Old Tree in Kyoto. I was born and raised in Kyoto and moved to Tokyo for a music career. But my parents opposed my career choice, opposed what I want to do for my life. They never approved it. Probably because I'm a firstborn and I was supposed to succeed the family back in Kyoto by living with them in the same house for the rest of my life as my parents did for themselves. But I couldn't do it. I chose to become a musician and left home. And my parents didn't like it. They fiercely opposed it. So after I left home, they continued persistently to make me quit. And they tried to seize every possible opportunity to attack me, to harass me, and try to make me give up. And as I read, they once sent me a box of persimmons. It was a good nice, kind gesture, seemingly. But I found a message that was enclosed in the box along with persimmons. And as usual, they criticized me, bashed me, lashed out. How bad I was to have left home and to become a musician. They always wrote those words, said those things, so, but I never got used to it. It hurt me every time. And that occasion, they enclosed it with persimmons. Persimmons are my favorite fruit. Persimmons are called kaki in Japanese. Those are kind of my favorite fruit, but not just my favorite. Those are familiar, sort of close to me, because when I was a child, my family had an orchard of persimmons, and there was a big, tall persimmon tree on the front yard of our house. So persimmons are kind of my nostalgia, so close to me. But even when they sent me persimmons, they never failed to forget to enclose the attacking message. They just wanted me to stop being a musician, and they just wanted me to return home to succeed the family so badly. But thankfully, maybe I'm crazy enough to keep being a musician. Well, that's all for today. But I do hope you come back and join me again soon. Thanks for listening. I'm Hitemi Woods. Until next time, take care and be well.
Audiobook, The Family in Kyoto, One Japanese Girl Got Freedom by Hitemi Woods, on sale at online stores or apps. Apple Books, Google Play, Audible, 43 available distributors in total.